for the future. Perhaps some of these new patterns will begin to appear in this lifetime, but if they don't, you can be sure that these attitudes will have an effect on future experiences. Finally, let's take a few moments to pray for this relationship. Once again, see the face of this person. In whatever way seems most meaningful to you, pray for that soul. Send love or a blessing. Then pray for the relationship itself, that the forces of healing would begin to change the old patterns between the two of you. Now, slowly begin to bring your attention back. First, be aware of your breathing once again. With each inhalation, feel yourself coming back closer and closer to your normal waking state. And when you are ready, you can slowly open your eyes, fully alert and refreshed. If you wish, you can pause the tape to get resituated or to make some written notes about your experience. As you can see from all that we've covered, the Edgar Cayce readings have a very insightful and useful interpretation of the theory of reincarnation. The emphasis is always on the practical side. This is a viewpoint on life that can make a difference in the way you see yourself and your challenges. It promotes an attitude that is hopeful and empowering. Reincarnation teaches that you are responsible for your life. But with that sense of responsibility comes the realization that you can do something to make things better. The irony of reincarnation lies in the way it makes us see time. Many people who reject the theory or who are new to it often assume that it leads to a preoccupation with the past. Who was I three lifetimes ago? Where have I known this soul before? But instead, people who properly adopt this view of life find that their focus is more and more on the present and the future. They find themselves living in the present with a greater feeling that life is purposeful. They find themselves working toward their goals and ideals with a sense that more than one lifetime is available to them for success. The day-to-day practicality of the theory of reincarnation was emphasized in one reading Casey gave on the subject. This was not a reading given for a specific individual, but a general reading on reincarnation that gave the broadest and most universal statement about how it works. It is fitting to close with these words from Casey that underscore his basic message about reincarnation. Only that which produces or makes a citizen a better citizen, a father a better father, a mother a better mother, a neighbor a better neighbor, is constructive.